Where it started was from a community ground-up approach. At the time, there was a need for a voice for the region, for an advocate for the West and the Northwest. We have just released a new report today called Bridging the Divide. First of all, it looks at the organization and the impact that it's had over 25 years, and then it's looked back over the region 25 years ago and where we've come from. So if I was to give you some of the top-line figures in terms of what the report has now highlighted. So the WDC has contributed to over $4.8 billion to the national economy. The supported companies that we have been working with have generated over $3.3 billion in direct revenues and $2.5 billion in exports. And over that time period, created 35,000 full-time equivalent job years and an additional 66,000 on top of that. Now, those are obviously the positives. So challenges remain, and obviously new challenges have come about since then.
A lot of figures, a lot of success in terms of supporting businesses, a lot of accountancy, but there was also the element of advocacy and the WDC being there as a campaigning body looking to improve the lot of the region and the region's people. Does that still remain a challenge to try and fulfil that element of your brief as well as the supports and the economics?
Certainly one of the challenges the organisation has had over a very long period of time is taking a long-term view. And the report we released this morning certainly showcases that the organisation, from a policy perspective, has been advocating for better infrastructure, improved connectivity, more support for communities, more support for businesses in the long term. So taking that long-term view has been very important, and that's something we'll continue to do.